This is GQDN for Thursday, January 9th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a free game for you. And we got some Nintendo downloads. And another game by Pocket Pair. But we begin with the Xbox Developer Direct Show. Hardcore Gamer says that will be showing up this month. Basically, January the 23rd. And in this show, there will be deep dives. And the headlining deep dive will be Doom the Dark Ages. The other games will be South of Midnight, Sandfall's Interactive Clear Obscur Expedition 33, and an unannounced fourth game. Now, Clear Obscur is a brand new RPG that'll be in a dark fantasy world. South of Midnight is a third-person action-adventure game, which is set in the Deep South. And of course, you know about Doom the Dark Ages. And that is a prequel to Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal. So a date has been announced for some deep dives from Xbox. But we have an opinion piece from PlayStationLifestyle.net, and they're saying that maybe the Game Pass is helping out PlayStation more than Xbox. Now, once again, we're talking about Christopher Dring, and he's formerly from GameIndustry.biz, where he did do a Q&A session. And we did talk about how Microsoft's subscription service could lose about 80% of their premium sales. But on the PlayStation side of things, this could help out PlayStation because he is thinking that the sales of games that are coming to PlayStation, such as Indiana Jones, for instance, could have a very big impact on the PlayStation sales. Now, that could affect PlayStation sales, and not just the video games, but the console sales as well. Of course, we'll keep our eyes on it, but now we go to Nintendo. My Nintendo News and Nintendo Life is talking about the Switch 2, and my Nintendo News, words are hard, said we're going to Rumorville because somebody shared some 3D renders of the Switch 2, and of course, that was put up on YouTube, and people were taking a look at that render from OnLeaks. And so what could happen? Is that the right look? Well, we won't know until an announcement is made. But what we do know is that Nintendo Life did take a look at it too, and they said that some indentations will be incompatible with the original Switch dock. So if you decide to get a Switch 2, take a look at that dock and make sure that you got the right dock. Because if you don't, you won't be able to do everything with your Switch 2. But what could be going to Switch? The maker of Pal World, Pocket Pair, is now releasing Overdungeon on Nintendo Switch. That comes from Nintendo Everything. And right now, that game can be purchased worldwide, which means it's on the Nintendo eStore. And Overdungeon is an action card title with tower defense and card games. So if you're interested, go check that out. PC Games End, they got your PCs ready. They were talking about the AMD Radeon RX 9070 XT, and they were comparing it to the NVIDIA RTX 4080 Super. Once again, it's CES that's going on right now. And AMD did a press conference along with their GPU details, and they were going on about their graphics card and what's going on within the company. Now, there were some leaks that were going on about that because the AMD Radeon RX 9070 XT did have some performance leaks. And the leaks were saying that this graphics card could change the graphics world. Keep your eyes open for it, and we shall see, because CES is still going on. But what could you play on that? Well, PC Games N once again spoke up and said that if you played Final Fantasy 14, and let's say you took a break, you can come back now with 100 hours of free game time. So if you like Final Fantasy 14, and you want to go play it, you'll get just over 4 days worth of playtime. Well, what other games could you play? My Nintendo News said there's a bunch. So here's your download for January 9th and the week of. The list is indeed pretty long, so we'll just give you a couple. The pre-orders, Blade Chimera, and then Nintendo Music is The Trouble with Kongs, and the games, Battle Royale Battlegrounds Call, Burger Race, Crowd Run, Kidding Cat, Runny Bunny, Fox's Way Home, and Windborne, along with others. Some games will be available on the 15th, others will be available before that. So enjoy that while you can, and if you want to, you can enjoy this game as well. It's called Turmoil via BlizzardWatch.com, because that game is now free on the Epic Game Store. Its original release date was June 2nd, 2016. So if you want a free game, Turmoil is there. And we are there for you. Tomorrow is a finally Friday. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2025. Almost said four. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. Thank you.